Hey, everybody. Before we start the show, I wanted to give you a reminder to sign up for the How Did This Get Made mailing list. You can find out all the information you need on that at hdtgminfo.com. That's hdtgminfo.com. We got a tour coming, and we don't want you to miss it. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Wolverine, The Lost Trail. Do you know about Wolverine? Oh, he has an amazing podcast. The first one was called Wolverine the Long Night. Gizmodo called it the X-Men crime drama podcast that I never knew I wanted. Now, Wolverine is back, and you can only hear it on Stitcher Premium. People, get up on this. All right, I am a Marvel lover, and this is a fantastic podcast. This season, Wolverine's going down to the Big Easy. That's right, he's going to New Orleans looking for redemption and his ex, only she's nowhere to be found. Dozens of humans and mutants have gone missing, and it's up to who? What? Wolverine to figure all this shit out. Plus, Weapon X is in pursuit. He'll find biker games. Gambit makes an appearance, and even a refuge run by a powerful mutant. You can listen to Wolverine, The Lost Trail, now on Stitcher Premium. It's even better than the first season. I gotta tell you, it's so good. And if you want to listen to it for free on Stitcher Premium, go to WolverinePodcast.com. That's WolverinePodcast.com. And use the promo code BONKERS. That's B-O-N-K-E-R-S. BONKERS. Today's episode is also brought to you by Squarespace. That's right, Squarespace makes it even easier for you to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of every kind. People, listen the fuck up. You need to design a website today, right now. Why? Why not? All right. Whether it's just to combat all the bad shit that people are saying about you or to tell everybody about your great business, you need a website. Plus, Squarespace is going to make it easy with beautiful templates and 24/7 award-winning customer support. So head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now, on to the show.
His greatest accessory, a pilgrim hat. His greatest weapon, boring the shit out of you. We saw Van Helsing, so you know what that means.
Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly, or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul in the beautiful June, gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Ran the games of Street Fighter, helped to blow off steam, just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado the Birdemic, how we staying alive, they call it in the badass and he's on the line, cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice, cause a bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth! And hello, people of Largo! We are live here at Largo at the Coronet Theater, our LA home, and we are so excited to talk to you about a movie, an important film, a historical biop, if you will. About a man who fights everything, and he does it all wearing a pretty fucking cool hat. The movie is Van Helsing, and tonight joining me to talk about the show, or the movie, I should say, is my co-host, Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks?
Welcome, Jason.
Paul, this movie, oh boy. Quick question.
Yeah.
Are we fighting with Hugh Jackman? Are we trying to start a fight with Hugh Jackman? We just did Swordfish.
Yes.
And now we're doing Van Helsing.
Yes.
Are we provoking Hugh Jackman?
We are trying to see if this guy will come out and fight us on stage.
By the way, Hugh Jackman, you coward. Come and fight us on stage here at Largo.
I think it's great to do Hugh Jackman movies because we love Hugh Jackman now. You got to see where you came from. Like, you can have a couple whiffs, a couple big whiffs, and then come back big.
This one was a straight oof. This was too long.
Yeah.
Not good. Slow. I, at one point, was like, oh, I must be near. This must be the last fight. An hour left? That cannot be right.
As soon as I saw the runtime was 2 hours and 11 minutes, I was like, ooh.
We need a rule.
I can guarantee you 25 minutes can be, yeah.
We need a rule. We can't do terrible movies that are over 2 hours. This is, we got to put a stop to this.
It It really, I know, it's taking a toll on all of us.
The last 40 minutes are depressing. It starts to eat away at you like, I'm still watching this?
I would say the
what's going on?
The most redemptive quality to this film was that it was available on Netflix. Like, I was like, well, all right, I didn't have to pay for it because I'm already paying for Netflix.
Worth it. That's not worth it. I would rather pay for a shorter. This movie was terrible. This was unconscionably bad.
Doubleheader. I was on an airplane last Sunday when I watched this. Was Hereditary and Van Helsing, back to back. It was a rough flight. Not a good flight for me.
Both of them so sexy.
Both of them with werewolves. No. There's no werewolf.
I thought that this... We'll talk about it.
And we have such an amazing panel. You know our first guest from the hit Comedy Central show, Another Period, and from the group Garfunkel & Oates, please welcome Ricky Lindholm. Our next guest you know from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. He is an amazing writer and has a brand new comic book graphic novel coming out called Hex Wives. It's coming out on Halloween. Please welcome Ben Blacker. Our next guest stuck around from the first show. Please welcome Seth Rogen.
You watched this movie too.
I did. I saw this shit in the fucking theater, and I emailed Paul. And I literally emailed. I was like, I feel like this movie owes me something pleasurable, and so I would like to come talk about it.
I also saw this movie in the theater and did not remember like anything about it, except that it was bad, but not in what way it was bad.
I watched it today, and
same.
I don't know what happened.
Yep. I have no idea. Within the first 20 minutes, I stopped it 3 times to make sure I was watching the right movie. I was like, is it possible that I'm watching the wrong movie? Yeah.
No, you were watching the werewolf vampire.
Yes, I was watching the right movie, and I was like, "Oh no!"
Well, it's a weird movie because it has all the makings of something that should be good.
How? What are those?
Well, to me, I'm like, this is maybe a prequel to the Dark Universe. You know, we love the Dark Universe. It's gotten off to such a great start.
Oh.
It's Hugh Jackman as Van Helsing, who is like this James Bondian like vampire hunter who has like a Uzi crossbow.
It's so stupid. This movie is so fucking stupid, and it does this shit that so many movies do, where it takes place in the past,
right?
But then they just give them technology that negates the fact that it's in the fucking past.
Not just technology, but contemporary dialogue.
Yeah,
like people in like medieval times will be like, "That's gonna hurt."
Yeah.
What? No, it's not. Well, you don't say that.
You don't say that for 100 years.
You don't say that for 100 years. That's crazy. That's going to leave a mark.
The thing that irritated me the most about this movie is it opens up and it looks like one of those classic, like those classic horror films, black and white.
It seemed cool at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If this movie had been made in 1946, it would be the best movie.
It would have blown people's minds.
I would love if it was like a monster movie, because I honestly went into this not knowing anything.
Okay.
So that when it started with the black and white flashback of Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, blah blah blah, I was like, oh wait, what? What is going on?
By the way, and this is my issue, that flashback is revealed to be 1 year ago.
Yes!
1 year ago!
That's the craziest shit ever.
I missed the reveal. I did not understand this movie at all.
Oh, it was crazy.
Only every single thing happened in it.
Yeah. Well, it introduces Dr. Frankenstein being in Transylvania right off the bat. Yep. So you're like, what? That's confusing.
Successfully bringing his monster to life.
Well, yeah. But it's also about Dracula's running it like Gus Fring in Breaking Bad. It's like, yeah. he's hired Dr. Frankenstein.
I wrote at one point that he needs Frankenstein's tech.
But he can also, like, dream of genie. Like, he can just pop around the room. There are no rules. There's no physics. Yeah. Everyone can fly.
I realize the rule is he could teleport only when it makes the conversation a little funnier.
I was like,
That's the teleportation rule. Is like, during a fight, he will not teleport.
No.
But if it allows him to, like, make the person he's talking to think that he's gone and then come back, then he could teleport.
He really, like, he teleports like an annoying person would teleport. It's
exactly,
like, what,
yeah.
You're on the roof now? All right, weird.
There's a part where he's walking up a wall. That's the craziest fucking shit I've ever seen.
All of the upside down stuff
is so stupid, nuts.
Like, I'm going to be honest. This movie is, I think, 7.5 hours long. And four and a half hours. Four and a half hours of it take place upside down. And it is, I felt...
A lot of it's upside down.
Crazy. And you can tell the costume department is like, ooh, we're going to have stuff that when it's upside down, it's just
Dracula and his hair will be like this.
So much flowing drapery. And then he's having like an emotional moment. His hair is upside down.
I was obsessed with his hair in this movie, and it kept trying to figure out what hair it was.
Yes.
And I have it narrowed down. I think it's either Jodie Foster in The Accused.
Sure.
Right? Like, it's got that little poof. Or it's Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters. And then when it's raining, it's sort of Sharon Moonstruck. But then it's a little bit Kelly McGillis in everything.
This movie should have been called, like, Van Helsing's Extensions, because everyone is like, my character is my hair. Like, that is it.
The vampire was very... I wrote vampires puffy. That's like Dracula was just a little puffy.
I thought it was Balky when I first saw him.
Yeah, he seemed just a little unhealthy, which is not what you think of when you think of a vampire.
Yeah.
He's like, that guy could use a nap, and like he seems like he stayed out late last night, which is what vampires do, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't look that way.
It showed
on him.
He is getting 12 hours of sleep a night. I mean,
exactly.
Roughly.
And he's feasting on only the best blood.
Yeah.
Okay, there's so many things. I don't know.
What is Igor? Can anyone answer what Igor is?
What is Igor?
Like, I know what Igor is. Like,
he's like, I think, comedy relief in this movie.
But I mean, like,
no,
but is he a
Carl.
Human or is he a mutant? Like, because like the Igor that I understand from those movies is but he looks like, is he different?
He's weird looking. What are those other things?
Well, my, also,
Dracula had the Oompa Loompas. He had bad minion Oompa Loompa thing.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out. Doesn't Igor belong to Dr. Frankenstein?
But he wants more money.
But he seems to belong to Dracula.
He needs cold hard cash for something.
He's like, he's saving up them bucks for who knows what for that surgery.
What's his dream?
That's the movie I want to see.
Exactly.
Oh, there's like... a lot.
He was like,
movie.
You were great to me, but he
I just noticed
me.
That Mr. Hyde is in this movie. Well, I wrote that down.
Well, this is like the thing. The first time you're introduced to him, Van Helsing, he is fighting Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Where?
In
Notre Dame.
In Notre Dame.
Yes.
The fucking Hunchback should be there, right? That's the thing.
Yes. That's what they do in the first thing with Frankenstein's in Transylvania. It's like our first thing is geographically, fuck everything. Like,
it felt like they ADR'd him saying, Mr. Hyde.
Right.
Yeah. Because like they couldn't get the rights to Quasimodo.
And then he's bad at his job is the other thing.
Van
Helsing sucks. Like he fucking kills
he's
the
wanted.
Guy.
Yes.
He always kills the guy.
Always kills the guy.
You gotta bring him in alive, but don't kill him. And he's like, uh-oh, I killed him.
Oh. And by the way...
And then it shows the sadness. Like, it goes out of its way to show the transformation of him into a person, realizing he's about to
it's
die.
It's not a monster. It's not a... He turned just in time for you to watch his soul leave his body. He transforms into an armless man.
First, he's first seeing his arm is gone, yeah. and then that he's gonna die.
And you watch it happen, and then people swarm around him, and then a policeman looks up and is like, Van Helsing, you murderer! Like, that's the central theme.
This movie also posits, like, that Van Helsing is like a cop in this world, and he has like a boss who's like, God damn it, Van Helsing!
Oh, yeah.
Get in here! Give me your crossbow! You
yeah. he's like, it's James Bond. He's medieval yes. James Bond.
He has a Q.
Yes.
I feel like, that, I don't know who that actor was, and I'm sure he's great, but I feel like
they, a bunch of shit.
They thought that Q was so funny.
Yes. He's oh. not a funny
so
man.
I'm so pleased with him.
Wait, no. I don't know what a Q is.
He's a James, he's
it's
a gadget man.
Talk.
A guy
it's
who
my,
gives gadgets.
Craft talk.
Okay. Is and that the guy who makes the
he
stuff?
Makes all
yes.
The stuff.
Yes.
Carl.
Yes.
He had
yes.
the name yes, Carl, which yeah. I didn't understand. Everyone had names like Valkyrie.
Wasn't it Dom Hall Gleason?
Carl.
No, it was not Dom. Dom Hall Gleason was 6 years old.
It was David Wenham.
David. Oh, it is. Barry.
It's the guy from
Thank
300
you.
Who's narrating it with the
yes,
eye patch.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's the guy from Lord of the Rings. Thank you.
Okay,
but he like
he yeah. sets up the bomb that they use at the end in the dumbest way ever oh. I've ever seen in any movie. Oh.
Don't
ever.
Know what it does.
What is this? I don't know.
I don't know where you would ever use this thing that gives you so much light, like the light of the sun. It's like it's
but,
so.
But we know how vampires yeah. work.
So that's what.
Well, that's what. No, but they don't seem to.
He's
that's
in possession. He's in possession of the exact weapon to use against vampires.
But like, not, what does this do? Here's your garlic. Here's your fucking holy water. What's this light bomb do? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to be useful, but it has the light of 1,000 suns.
So you might as well take it.
Now
fuck Steven Summers.
And that's how I feel about all of his movies, because like, they all are like almost right, but then yeah. like it's like this thing. So he's playing Wolverine to a certain degree, right?
Yeah.
He's a guy who has no memory of his past, but only details. But
had X-Men had come out, right?
I believe so.
But he's like X-Men a really delicate Wolverine. Yeah. He's very feminine in this. Like, I was really into the curl sort of. When he had the mask, the
oh, yes.
the bandana, I thought it was Kate Beckinsale. No, really, because he's sort of smoldering, and then he took it off, and it was just like Hugh Jackman in like a wet pilgrim hat and like Nellie Olsen
the
curls.
Pilgrim hat is the worst choice.
He was pilgrim-y. Oh.
I like that it's wet.
It's wet. And
wet
then he takes it off and
hat.
Puts it on her head. He's like, I've been wearing this for 400 years.
Swish.
get ring. His deal at all. Was he old? Did he? What was
he,
that?
He, he's
old?
Hundreds of years old, right?
They don't talk
don't
about
know.
That.
No, they like, don't. They don't like. They. I thought they said they found you on a doorstep as a baby, but then later it's like he was an adult. So I don't know.
And also, no. Dracula's like, what's it been? 300 years since I've seen you, or
right.
whatever.
You took my ring.
You
from
yes.
my missing finger.
You murdered me.
Who let Dracula grow this? His finger yeah, back? Also. I don't understand that. And an hour and a half into the movie, they're like, your nightmares you've yeah. been having. And he's like, this guy's been having nightmares?
Well, the movie does not stop for any plot.
No.
It never. Goes. You're like, no. it's like, it's...
Never
and then he goes, I know everything about your past. That's for another discussion.
Yeah. Sequel. That's a sequel.
The plot of the movie I know what the bad guys were trying to do, but
what?
I couldn't tell you what the good guys were trying to do, which is not
the
a good...
The bad guys were just trying to keep gremlins alive.
No, so right? the bad guys... So
he
the
just
logic,
wanted
really,
children, right?
No, it's that these vampire ladies somehow, in a way I would love to see...
I think you speak for
birth out thousands of these egg sacks. Giant,
like alien-looking egg
sacks. Bag size egg sacks. Just fucking shitting these things out. Thousands of them.
But now
like
he,
hockey bags. Each one. A fucking goalie worth of equipment.
Is he impregnating them every time?
Yes, yes, every time. Every week it sounds like. But they keep dying yeah. for some reason, so they need Frankenstein's tech
yeah.
to jolt it into the fucking
and
duffel
it
bag,
to,
baby.
It needs, yeah. it needs multiple lightning strikes
yeah.
but to get but the vampire babies to live long enough to who fucking cares?
And
this doesn't add up at
no.
all.
I think they fly into pillars and then explode into gold.
They all, yes.
But then didn't they kill off like the 4,000 sacks, and then like he had another 4,000?
He has way more. That's what they tell you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, those weren't them.
Oh, Dracula. make no mistake. He's got three brides, and Dracula fucks
like hell.
He's dropping loads in these gals. They are dropping out cocoon sacks of alien eggs.
How does that work? How do those come out of them?
I was looking online. I was like, do vampire bats shoot out egg sacks?
You did?
Because
why? Do you know how that's going to affect your search history? The targeted ads you're about to get are chilling.
So many egg sacs. These women are constantly ovulating
and squirting them out. It's crazy.
Squirting.
It makes no fucking sense.
Oh, it's nuts.
But I don't, for the life of me, could not tell you what Van Helsing was sent there to do.
He was there to save Kate Beckinsale and her like incestuous, lover brother. Because 9 generations need to go to heaven?
They're in purgatory?
That's what I couldn't figure out. They're
then he doesn't save them.
But then
he kills her. Yeah. He fucking hates to ruin it.
He murders the woman who he's supposed to be protecting.
But they treat it like he did what he was supposed to do. And they ride away from the funeral of the woman he murdered in like a beautiful sunset shot. The adventure continues. Go murder more women that I fall in love with.
He might as well high five Carl and be like, I fucking nailed it.
He did it.
You know that they had to like put
this
that...
This went perfect.
They had to put those faces in the clouds
later. Van Helsing did it again. But I wouldn't be surprised if this was part of the Van Wilder series of movies.
But don't you feel like this is where they get James Bond all wrong? It's like, oh yeah, and at the end he'll kill her. So then the next movie, he'll have a new girlfriend. Like, that's not how I...
him kill her.
Is there there's a sequel?
Well, no. I think they were trying to make this
They're
a sequel.
Still trying to make this shit, man!
It's so crazy. It's so stupid. But you're also supposed to believe at the end, like, she's happy now because she's with her family in the clouds.
Dead.
That was crazy. Like, then who cares? Why'd she die the whole time? Why is he trying to save her at all?
Why keep him alive? Why do we take them?
Yeah, just kill him. The whole thing makes no sense.
I feel like maybe there was an antidote that she brought at the end.
She did, yeah.
That she stabbed him with when he was a wolf?
Yes.
And then he killed her?
Correct.
Yeah. And that's why...
Her reward for saving him from a life of being a werewolf is death.
Also, Hugh Jackman turns into a werewolf in this movie, which is another thing you're like, so are you a werewolf?
He's immortal.
He's definitely immortal.
Okay.
We don't know why, but yet he's working for an organization that is taking care of the Vatican.
Vatican Secret Service.
There's other religions tied up. There's like Buddhists and stuff like that. It's the
friars.
One thing religions agree on is that we have to kill monsters.
But yet they work in secret, and then people are mad at him when he kills monsters.
Yeah, and that's like his burden. He's like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll just look like a mass murderer. But I know I'm killing monsters.
But yet he is still killing... People are probably terrorized by these monsters, I would think.
Do we know why Dracula needed Frankenstein's
tech?
To juice the egg sacs.
Yeah.
Just to juice the egg sacs?
Yeah. Dracula has a genetic deficiency. I don't know why he needed the babies alive, because aren't vampires dead? That was where I got
confused.
That's
what they say. There's a line that they say. Oh. Well, vampires are dead, so it only makes sense that their offspring are born dead is a line in the movie. So that's the logic. Is they're born dead, and Frankenstein's tech brings dead shit back to life.
And since
their babies are born dead, they need Frankenstein's tech to juice the babies to life. Which just makes no sense.
Don't they need werewolf tech? They need a lot of tech. The movie repeats. It kind of starts over in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah, they basically need like two people's
two movies.
Yeah, they take a 3-minute break, and then the action just starts again.
Yeah. He's like, it's wear my like, wet hat. We're starting the movie.
Everybody who lives in Transylvania seems unfazed by the existence of flying vampire harpies.
Well, that's the weird thing is they
so
see...
stay in at night. Yeah. Well, everybody's they like out at night like life is great.
Well, they also are like, you killed them. Come on, they eat one of us a month. It's not that big
I'll
of a deal.
I'll tell you what.
That's the funniest part of the movies. They have in like their world. They've decided it's okay if the vampires eat a couple of them once a month.
They've worked the balance out.
They're just like Van Helsing. We got a thing. The vampires come in.
Stop fucking it up, man.
They eat a couple people.
That's the guy. The Undertaker guy. Undertaker
who loves death. That guy just loves it.
Oh, so ironic that he was digging a grave and then he actually ended up in the grave.
Yep. Whoa. That's good storytelling.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That saves the cat.
Yeah.
I did love the set design. It made me feel like I was doing Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. Because I was like one step below that. It was like, it was so like, I mean, in the CGI in this movie, they stole all the Lord of the Rings CGI. So it was the first movie outside Lord of the Rings that did it, but they didn't quite like finish it or something. The CGI is rough.
It's terrible. And everybody, like the brides, the female like harpy kind of characters.
Their shit's crazy.
You just have to imagine that those actors are in a room, and also the brother who keeps turning into a werewolf and so forth.
But when he turns into it, he rips his skin off.
He rips his skin off
horrifying.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
That was awful.
He has layers of skin, actor fur. Skin, fur. That's what it's implying.
It's as if to say, there's a wolf underneath the skin. Yeah. Once I rid myself of the skin, I will be the wolf.
Yes. Right.
Rip. And it's crazy gross.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
But I was thinking, actor, you know, the actor is just shirtless, like, and they're like, great, more. It's like his performance is crazy.
All the brides, and the brides and Dracula keep doing this thing where they are opening their mouths to one another, but not kissing.
No, those poor
and
women.
It's so much grosser than kissing. It's like,
I feel like for
we
six
all
months,
agree, kissing is gross.
Yeah. They were there for like 6 months to a year. They had no lines.
Oh, yeah.
All they did was scream
each other's names.
Right. Or like lick the air. Yeah.
Hey everybody, we apologize to interrupt this episode, but we have to have a few important words from our sponsors. First of all, I have to tell you, you want your How Did This Get Made swag? Of course, we all do. Why don't you head on over to tpublic.com/stores/HDTGM to check out all the new designs. I mean, we got crazy new stuff. We have a great shirt with June Slam on it. We also have a great Wait What shirt, and there's always sales going on there. So go to tpublic.com/stores/HDTGM and check out your latest How Did This Get Made merch. People, I need to talk to you about a great new podcast hosted by my friend Amy Nicholson from Unspooled. Okay, it's called Zoom, and it's from Focus Features, and it's for movie lovers who want to know everything. It's fueled by the inquisitive mind of Amy Nicholson, and in each episode, she uses a modern-day movie as a launchpad to discover the mind-bending facts about science, technology, and history. Featuring interviews with an eclectic mix of experts and filmmakers, Zoom explores Hollywood's uncharted questions. Okay, Amy is the best. She asks the weirdest questions. She's so engaging and amazing. If you heard her Halloween podcast, you just know what you're in for. The first two episodes are available right now. This is a new podcast called Zoom. Episode one is titled E.T. Phone Hollywood. And in this episode, she asks, what do movie extraterrestrials really want from us? I mean, what kind of planet did E.T. come from? And she speaks to writer-director Rupert Wyatt. In episode two, A Star is Barned, Making a Horse Movie Star, Nicholson and writer-director Laurie D. Clermont-Torain dive into exactly what the perks are of being a celebrity horse actor. We get... I'm already engaged with this, all right? Famous Hollywood horses haven't just been pampered and groomed. They've been forgiven for murder. Did you know that? Horse murder. She's going to get into it. Upcoming episodes go into past Focus Features and open up a fun discussion about how movies are made in general. So listen and subscribe to Zoom on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. People, I've told you this from day one. You got to turn your dreams into a reality, and the best way to do that is through Squarespace. What is Squarespace? Oh, I don't know. It's maybe the only way to launch your passion project on the web. Okay, whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, or more, Squarespace is the tool for you. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers and the ability to customize just about anything with a few clicks, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. How do I know? I've done it. And I've done it again and again and again. All right, paulshear.com, httginfo.com, unspooledpod.com. It's all there. It's all created on Squarespace. And here's the deal, people. I say it every time. They don't give me a discount. Well, they give for one, but not for the other ones. I love Squarespace, okay? They got a beautiful template. You can just, boom, get up and running on the web so easy. You don't have to pay some person in some place you don't even know thousands of dollars to get an online presence. You can do it. You can update it. You can invest in it. And when people look at it on their phone or their iPad, it will look great because it actually collapses in the right way. I don't know the technical shit, but it comes and it looks good in every platform. Plus, they have e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online and analytics that help you grow your site in real time. Plus, buying domains is simple, right? That's what I said. Buying domains is simple. And you'll get the help you need with Squarespace 24/7 award-winning customer support. I have dealt with them. They are smart, very, very smart. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers to artists to gamers, even restaurants and gyms, to turn great ideas into something real. So head to squarespace.com/bonkers for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BONKERS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/bonkers. Offer code, you guessed it, BONKERS. All right, everybody, now back to our show. And remember, sign up for our mailing list at httginfo.com.
I also found that Dracula had a hard time with what to do with his hands. Like, he was always, like, hugging himself like this. And it was like, if you watch his hands in the movie, it's there are a lot of, like,
He needed look pockets.
Yeah. He didn't look good. No. He was puffy.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman not doing any sort of accent besides,
it's kind of British.
He had a little bit of that like 1920s accent, like.
I don't know what he was.
Just
up to.
Bad movie accent.
And Kate Beckinsale was also like making an effort.
But yeah, everyone else is like going like, "What is going on? We're in Transylvania." It's like,
by the way,
now, here's the deal.
Really good.
That was pretty good.
I did. Everybody did.
Good in Transylvania.
I worked Halloween Horror Nights 2 years ago. there's so much stuff to talk about.
But there also is nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, well, that's what
happened. Simultaneously, so much to talk about, and honestly, we could end the show now.
I know. 5 minutes in, I just wrote so much screaming.
Yeah. I wrote, just an assault. It's a constant assault.
I wrote, he doesn't seem to have any specific skills. he literally...
That goes for everyone.
He has terrible aim. He shoots 100,000 of those arrows at one point right at Kate Beckinsale as she's running away. It's like psychotic. What does he do? Mm-hmm. What does he do? What is his ability?
Why is he the James Bond?
Why is he Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Why? Great question.
Yeah, and what is his secret? What's his past? I don't
understand.
He can't
remember.
We never find out, and we don't care.
He doesn't even seem passionate about killing them.
No.
And that's what my understanding of Van Helsing was, like, I must kill Dracula. It's in my... I need to do this. He doesn't seem to be like... He's like, well, another day, another dollar.
Well,
like, whatever.
When they tell him...
If they told him to go to 7-Eleven, he'd be like, okay, fine, sure.
When the priest...
What do you want? Big gulp,
when the priest at the beginning is like, we're going to send you to Transylvania.
Oh, you want
to
hear
Dracula
it?
Is there. And he's like, Dracula? As if to say, like, I thought that was like a story.
Yeah.
No, wait, what?
I read it like...
This is your whole... Like ethos.
See, I read it like this. I read it like he's like, Dracula, didn't I kill Dracula? And there's mold. Like, because I feel like this movie is like, he killed majority of the main villains.
Right.
So if they were to do a sequel, like, what, the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Right.
I mean, like, you're really
drawing.
But then when Dracula introduces himself, he calls himself Dragulia or something? What did he say?
Dragalulia. Yeah.
He says
Dragalulia.
They're like, Dracula. And he's like, I'll tell you about your past later. And just so you know, my name is Dragulia.
Here is
they never
Dracula.
Talk about it.
I did write down that the running and fighting to talking ratio is about 90 to 10 in this movie.
It's amazing.
But this is Dracula kind of introducing himself. Here we go.
Is this your silver steak?
How long? This hat is ridiculous.
300-400 years.
By the way, Van Helsing looks shocked. Like, whoa.
Whoa, hey. And meanwhile, this guy's like, hey, Gabriel, what's up?
You don't remember, do you?
Exactly what is it I should be remembering?
You are the great Van Helsing, trained by monks and mullahs from Tibet to Istanbul, protected by Rome herself.
Wait, so by the way, his secret identity is his actual identity. It's like saying, like, you don't remember anything. Your name is Van Helsing. Oh, so it was the same?
So,
yeah. Like, yeah, at what point someone should draw the line?
Nobody found him and was like, we will call you Van Helsing. Yeah. Nope, you've always been called Van Helsing for hundreds of years.
I guess that was not the Dragoolia clip.
I mean, it's not exactly like he's Jason Bourne. Like, no. His mind wasn't wiped 10 years ago.
Right, exactly. But yet it was.
When was it wiped? Who the fuck knows? No. They never say.
First sins he committed in the past that he never finds out about.
Which is, by the way, the same exact storyline for Wolverine.
Yes, that's
Wolverine's mind is also, memories rather, are also erased.
And he's old and he's been around for many,
Yes, all Hugh Jackman wants to play.
Yes, is it in
when do my memories get erased, eh?
Well, I have a few notes.
It's all I want. This man's memory's too present.
Maybe.
Maybe he can't remember his life.
What if he can't remember things? I wrote this one. The bad guy's plan fails halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
For no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't stop it. It just fails.
They should have just, like, it felt like...
They could have left it alone.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, they could have not showed up ever, and the movie would have just not happened.
It feels like an improv scene. It's like, oh, we already said that other stuff, and we got to keep on going before we're going to get the blackout, so let's keep on justifying.
Pop all the gargoyles.
What else? What else?
How about a horse-drawn carriage chase? But it's like... Like, really exciting.
There's very long action scenes in this movie.
I
mean,
I wrote, this werewolf just keeps falling into rivers.
It's so true.
Doesn't he fall over cliffs into
like
water?
Multiple
like
multiple times.
Yeah. He never learns.
The clumsy werewolf.
Like, it also is that time of CGI where the actors were bad at looking at CGI.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Where is it? I'm so scared of it.
It's like in the 50s when they were bad at driving.
Yeah.
It also feels like they didn't get if it would look real or not. Yeah. So, like, they were afraid to pretend too hard. It was like, it won't look that real.
I'll hedge my bets. Like, I don't know about this.
I liked the woman who falls out of a building and the Carl catches her. And then she's like, what can I do to repay you? And he's like, fuck me.
No.
And she goes, okay.
No. It's even better because he goes, she goes, can we do that?
I thought you were a monk.
You're a monk. You know, it's like a weird aside whispered, which is so much creepier.
And then he goes, no, I'm just a friar. And she goes,
She's like, friar, fuck.
And then the next time we see her is when he like throws her over the couch.
Yeah.
Great porn name,
though. She's woken up by him landing on her.
Friar, fuck.
Friar, fuck. It's my favorite Robin Hood porn.
Yeah, Robin Hood porn parody.
Yeah, the female parts in this movie are amazing.
It's also a good game show where you choose whether to fry some food or...
Fry!
Fuck! I always pick fry. I don't know why.
Oreos are good.
Not me.
I don't want to fuck an Oreo.
I can't believe that guy fucked all those potatoes.
It was so clearly frying.
He could have just had french fries.
And he fried three women, which was crazy. I couldn't believe that.
You know what? I get why that show was canceled.
Yeah. That was pretty dark. Pretty
wildly
dark
unpredictable show.
Fry
or fuck!
That's our next t-shirt.
Guys, that's a t-shirt. That's a fucking t-shirt right there.
Um, That Carl also has my favorite line in the movie. Like, I forget what happened because a lot of people are falling and
Carl.
Whatever. But Carl, when he falls and he sees something bad happen, he goes, "Must warn somebody." Like,
they hadn't even written who yet.
My favorite line in the movie was when Beckinsale went, "I've never been to the sea."
I know.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
Romania, by the way, on the sea.
Yes.
On the Black Sea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The opening scene's on the ocean, yes. I think. They're on a boat.
That's how Van Helsing and Carl get there on a boat. I loved it.
Yeah, she's buried at sea, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, I get it now.
She finally, and things keep...
no,
minute.
She's not, actually.
She says that line after she's been to the sea because the werewolf falls over her into the water.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a lake.
Oh.
The funniest part also is they just keep blow darting Frankenstein. Whatever.
Like, Frankenstein, I have a controversial statement. Yeah. Frankenstein is the smartest person in the movie.
Yes, yes.
Total.
Wait, why?
100%.
Frankenstein is the reanimated pieces of seven different men. He has empathy, compassion, and an understanding of what's happening. And he's like, why are you doing this? Go help Van Helsing. Get out of here.
Also, he is built like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. When he gets punched in the face, his face goes, blank, like just opens up. Together.
The only person I trust in this movie is Frankenstein.
Yeah. I like the Frankenstein stuff. I like Frankenstein.
I like when they put him in ice. Literally,
when he's in a big ice cube.
I liked the beginning when they brought him into like a rickety windmill of Bibles and absinthe.
Yeah.
And then everyone came with fire, and you're like, what's going to happen?
And was he like, did he, like when the windmill collapsed, like he just... stayed underground for the rest of his days?
I guess
for a year. I thought it was like 400 years, but
year.
I guess it
one
was just
year.
A year.
For one calendar year. Yeah. It's been 8 months I've been in this cave. It's not that bad.
I've
just been eating these little tiny chicken bones and putting them in a stack.
I won them on Fryer Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even really want to know the answer to this, but why in the beginning, I'm assuming, are we seeing Kate Beckinsale and her brother's father in that scene?
No, them.
I have no idea.
They're in that opening scene?
Oh, wait.
In the opening scene.
Oh.
Like, is the father part of, is their father part of the initial?
The one leading the charge?
Yeah, with the cross, where they're like, and he's like, look who's here. And the brother's like, father? Like, where did that guy get burned up?
All right, so this is.
That guy was like exposition man.
Hold on, this is.
I thought that was the Undertaker.
Yeah, the
that is the Undertaker.
Oh, it is?
All right, let's see.
But the father, it doesn't, it's okay if it's not.
I did not follow this movie. All right,
so this is up in the Frankenstein house.
Okay.
See.
This movie's crazy.
We haven't even talked about the map that turns into a door to another castle.
The transforming fresco. Yeah. Saw that.
Which, by the way, this is my great computer abilities. Which he has like the one lone piece to, but they never realized that would fit into a big giant map.
And all you need to do is say a thing out loud, and it like becomes animation.
Fucking ice wall.
It's alive.
That was so stupid.
What happened to this guy? He just...
He dies. Yeah.
Okay, standard Frankenstein story.
Yeah, this opening is great.
Exposition.
Wait a minute, Paul. This opening is not great. This opening is great.
I did not hate this opening.
I thought this
I didn't
opening.
Mind it.
I liked it. I was like, oh, this is actually.
I think
it totally set something. Until you saw this guy who looked like he's like a steampunk cosplayer.
Yeah, no, this guy looks like a character in like a goon comic book.
Yeah.
Fucking steampunk.
All right, so Frankenstein, the doctor.
So, like, is dad
that
not part of this?
Oh, no.
See, only in a conversation. Teleport conversation.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. I just am so curious because then they find later that the father is all charred up.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is so hot.
It's so scary. There's parts of this that are so scary.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where they're also they play into every trope, but then they're not content to like keep it simple. It's like, yeah, this vampire has 9 million vampire teeth. Like, all right, I guess. All right, like yeah.
But then he's like gets thrown into a fire, but he's sort of like down for a minute and then turns into a bat. Like, I don't understand the rules.
And
a
shadow.
Everyone can fly.
He's a shadow as well at certain
points.
No,
they just only show his shadow.
They were waiting for the reveal.
For budgetary purposes, I would imagine.
I see.
They're like, we got 12 shots where he's this bat thing.
The bat ladies all the time.
Yeah.
And then when he turns back, like when he turns into the animal and then he comes back to himself, his clothes are back on his body.
Yes.
So he never breaks out of his clothes. His clothes.
No.
They're a construct.
Fashion doesn't burn.
Apparently, Hugh Jackman was going to be full-on nude in this movie, but they added a loincloth to his werewolf costume, which is an odd choice. If he was going to be like, yeah, this is the movie where I'll show my dick.
Yeah.
See, I would have liked to see that.
Just flopping around.
I trust Stephen Sommers.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Has he ever gone, like, full frontal?
Asking for a friend.
Full Jackman. Yeah.
Full Jackman.
I don't know. To see that.
Put in the huge and Hugh Jackman. I bet he has a giant dick, though, all jokes aside.
Totally.
To.
Yeah.
He's like 8 inches uncut.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know he's not circumcised.
No.
No way, eh?
His dick also has a small little pilgrim hat on it.
Yeah, exactly. little sopping wet pilgrim hat.
What is the hat? The
it was
hat
like a
Fournon
Blondes hat. Do you remember?
It was. Yeah. And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like a John Popper hat.
Yeah.
Just a lot of harmonicas on it.
All of a sudden, like Van Helsing plays, oh, music soothes the savage beast. The hat is a lot of hat work in the movie. Like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, he takes the hat, puts it on, then he takes the hat back and puts it on. Kate Beckinsale gets the hat, she puts it. Everyone's putting on this hat, which I feel like they're like, oh man, wait for Halloween. We're gonna
people are gonna love this.
Stock
hat.
Up
I
on
thought
these
the hat
pilgrim
was gonna
hats.
Have some magical powers or something, but then no.
Well, it feels like every piece of the movie was like orchestrated to be the beginning of a franchise. Like,
yes,
this hat's gonna have meaning.
Yes,
and like the Q scenes are people are gonna love that shit. Like.
They're
they
want to
see more.
Carl.
They're still trying that shit. Did you watch that mummy shit? They like couldn't be trying harder.
They think Universal thinks you care about monsters.
Yeah, they you.
They think you.
No.
You fucking dum-dums.
Yeah.
I think out there are at home thinking, I wish I could see a mummy movie right now.
Yeah.
Or the Wolfman. I wish I could see what was up with the Wolfman right now.
It's like
that's what they think about you.
Who cares?
It's like a bunch of executives in a room who've never seen The Conjuring. It's like, now we know what will scare them, the Wolfman.
Yeah, it's like, no, what's crazy is Universal makes all those Jason Blum fucking movies.
Yeah.
They still think you want to see a mummy. What?
It's all because they want to be like, Marvel's got a universe. We got a universe too.
You don't need a universe.
Reboot Abbott Costello.
Dracula.
Shrek.
Dracula. Jack the Mummy. Ride. Van Helsing. I don't know.
It's psychotic.
Oh,
like,
it's crazy.
What is public domain? That's what we've got.
By the way, so this is something that Avril found. This movie has a lot of one thing, and that is swinging.
I'm about to die.
Seeing that masquerade again makes me remember that scene made no sense. Like, Dracula was like, meet me at the masquerade ball, but then the masquerade ball was only like
Vampires.
Vampires.
I don't even vampires. Remember a masquerade ball at all.
It's in there.
Oh yeah, remember Van Helsing is like somewhere public where your master won't be able to like blah blah blah
turn into a monster.
And then it's just basically a masquerade ball of monsters.
A vampire monster ball.
I feel like I zoned out for a lot of the rules.
Well, it's because Van Helsing sucks at his fucking job.
He's outplayed and outmatched at every turn.
Like there's that thing in the like that Red Letter Media thing about like Star Wars: The Phantom Menace. It's like describe any of the characters from Phantom Menace without using their job or their name. It's like what's Van Helsing without his job or his name? Like,
it's a hat. He's just a hat.
He's just a hat. Yeah, there's nothing about him that you can't say, like, oh, he's... He doesn't... Nothing. He doesn't have any knowledge.
He does not seem to like women that much. No. He's very rough with Kate Beckinsale.
Here's the thing.
He knocks her out at one point.
Yeah, he sprays her in the face.
He sprays her with
some shit.
Instead
of being like, don't go, his first course of action is to knock her out.
Just to spray her unconscious.
Also, the movie would be better, arguably, if it was about Kate Beckinsale and her brother.
Yes.
Like, I want to know about the family whose lineage is dedicated to eradicating
you
Dracula.
You think that would be Van Helsing's lineage, right? Yeah.
But, sequel.
Van Helsing. And her brother had some chemistry.
And her brother fought.
What?
There is no doubt Velkin and Anna are fucking.
What if Van Helsing is their dad, and that's what you reveal.
Well, that's what I thought from the second it started. Like, I don't know why he didn't think that. It's like, he's like, I'm a vampire hunter. I don't know my past. Here's his family of vampire hunters. I should probably fuck the girl.
Yeah.
I would be like, there's a good chance we're related. They're probably the family I don't know about. And he's just like, now I'll fuck her and figure this shit out later. Like that's crazy.
You're right. Oh. Fucking Van Helsing.
Fucking Van Helsing.
This movie is 2.5 hours long.
So long.
This should have stopped. It should. They had an end. It was ending.
Yeah,
and then they started
minutes.
Again.
Yes. Yeah.
They did.
Make it a 90-minute movie. People
this is savvy. Hubris. This movie is hubris. How dare you fly so close to not the sun?
Had the mummy come out?
I
think he got this on the back of the mummy.
Yeah.
Who knew Brendan Fraser was the thing that was making that shit work?
Yeah, not until he's gone. You're like, wow.
I guess he was the thing that brought it all together. Totally.
Underappreciated.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Weird. I would have loved it if they'd linked these movies up. If Brendan Fraser and Hugh Jackman had arrived in a movie together.
They would have.
Or Van Helsing and Encino Man.
With The Rock.
I want to see
Encino Man.
Or no?
That crossover.
that indie movie.
Yeah, that indie movie, right? He played Frank.
Really?
Yeah, Gods and Monsters.
Gods and Monsters, yeah.
That was a good one.
That's a very good movie,
yeah.
Wait, no, Gods of Egypt?
No, God.
That's a great movie.
Just kidding.
But this is like a movie like that. Like, it's a movie where it's like, then everything happens. Like, not just one thing. It's like, it's just nonstop.
I wrote at like, I think it was like a half hour mark that it feels like everyone involved in this movie was hit in the head with a brick.
Yeah. About that time I wrote, can everyone fly? Like, I don't understand why everyone can fly.
Physics does not apply.
No. So I'm just realizing
there's
as we're
no
talking
rules.
To, it's like, so, all right, so Frankenstein was in Transylvania, but then Dracula was in an ice world.
Yeah.
That nobody
knows where it is.
That right. made no sense.
Right, that makes no, again, why fuck up the one thing that we know?
Yeah, where's Dracula? Transylvania. Nope, ice world in a mirror, motherfucker.
We don't know where he is. Yeah. We don't know
and
how to get to him.
An ice world. Like, that's nothing about Van. Like, nothing about Dracula is like, he needs to be iced. And then everything in that fucking castle was iced.
Ice.
You're like, here's the thing. In ice. Let's put Frankenstein in ice.
It's a
like,
big ice like, cube. Yeah. That was so silly looking. His poor little head. Help me. He was so, so sad the whole time, Frankenstein.
Because he's the only person that understands the movie.
Yeah.
Him as the actor is like, get me out, please.
He like paddleboarded away in the end, right?
This is sweet.
He's like, get me away
Didn't
from this.
He? There was like a funeral, and then he was sort of.
He's like, I'm out of here.
But like, can't he fly? I don't understand why anyone uses horse carriages or paddleboards.
Oh, and the horses that jump in this movie. Are those horses supernatural?
Yeah.
They're just Transylvanian horses.
And those are the decoy horses. Fly over a broken bridge. The regular horse, I don't know what's up in that scene. Meanwhile, Frankenstein's still afraid of fire. Yep. Like, put the fire out.
But didn't seem like he knew that he was afraid of fire until he saw it in that moment, right?
Well he'd also been around that fire for a while.
And yeah. the windmill was on fire.
Yeah, but
it
he
made
lived
no
there.
Sense. Right. His strength made no sense.
What was his role in the movie? Like, how did he...
He was
how
the
did
tech.
He further the plot?
He was the missing ingredient.
He was the battery that they needed to put the lightning through to charge the egg sacs that the witches jizzed out.
So wait, they could wasn't it like the bite of gargoyles. A wolfman?
No.
Was that in the first half?
Without Frankenstein's tech... The babies just blow up on their own.
They pop after 18
right.
minutes.
They could recreate the reanimation of Frankenstein, but without his literal body, and his body would die.
He's the
to key.
It's just science.
So who were all the other creatures that were like?
Well, they're
up,
like the baby Banes,
hooked
right?
up
the
to
baby,
like
the vampire
machine.
Banes that were running
yeah.
around.
Yeah, they're like Oompa Loompa things. Yeah. What were those?
I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah,
they were just something
like,
to kill.
And
they were also like watching as Dracula. Remember when the first of the brides dies?
Yeah.
And Dracula, it's the upside down grief scene.
How come she wasn't immortal? How come she wasn't immortal and everyone
else? Because he got her in the heart with a thing.
Because he shot her 400 times, finally.
He dipped his crossbow in holy water.
Oh, yes. I see.
And he zapped her with that. She dies. They're all like, oh, no.
She dies, but they take the time to really show her pain and agony.
This shit right here.
Her, like, registering that she will die.
This shit right here is straight up right, crazy.
So he comes out of his ice coffin, and this is the melodrama scene. So
he says, I feel no sorrow.
But he's clearly sad.
Yeah, he's screaming. What's happening?
So delicate. So delicate. But they're upside down.
Leave us alone. We never kill more than our field. Less than our share.
Walking up a wall.
He's a Spider-Man.
Awkwardly walking.
Did I not stress how important it was to be feeling?
Can you pause for a second? This actor must have gone home at night and been like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
I don't know.
His partner is like, how was work today? I don't know.
I'm doing the best I can,
but I'm like walking up walls. Half of what I'm doing is upside down. My hair is crazy.
I feel like he's pushing it, if I make a really insane choice, the director will say, pull it back. And he never does. And he's like, well, now I'll go even crazier.
See,
like,
I think he thought he was winning an Oscar. Like, I think he thought this was like a supervillain for all time.
Oh, yeah.
He's committed.
This is his Thanos right here. This is.
Yeah.
But it's weird because
like,
it's like
using all the techniques from acting class.
It is neither here nor there, though, at the same time. Like, it's not that good. It's not that bad.
He doesn't have a bigger plan, except he wants his children to live. By the way, good for you. Yeah.
But also, why?
Yeah,
we aren't even born
world.
Yet.
I get his plan.
Before she destroys what we are trying to create.
We lost Mariska. There,
my darlings. Do not worry. I shall find another bride.
What? Do we mean so little to you?
They're
have
all
you
upset.
No heart.
No! I have no heart! I feel no love!
Can you pause for a second? He says, I have no heart. I feel no love or whatever. Yeah. He's like, but all he's doing is emoting.
Yeah, he's so sad.
It's so emo. What his character is so emo, but he keeps saying, I have no emotion.
I don't feel
I have
anything.
No heart. I have nothing.
He is a high school student. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's like, I don't care. I don't care about anything.
You don't know
Fuck
me.
Fuck you, Dad.
Good use of overhead space, though. Good use of overhead. A lot of movies avoid that.
You really get to see the ceilings in this. Oh.
People, weddings can have 99 problems, but the groom's look should not be one. That is why BlackTux.com designs rental suits and tuxedos that you will love. People, how many times have I told you this? All right, we don't have a crazy income where we can buy a suit for every occasion. I bet you right now you probably wore the same suit you're going to wear to a wedding to a funeral. all right? You're talking about wearing a death suit to a day where you're celebrating the life and times of this new person that you love? Forget that. Black Tux wants to help you out, and they want to give you a look that's going to look good on you. And every time you go to a new event, you can look as fly and fashionable as you want. BlackTux.com has an easy online ordering process that brings the suit or tuxedo straight to you. You pick a style at BlackTux.com. You request a free home try-on so you can feel the fit and quality before you have to go out to that event, okay? They also have showrooms all over the country, so you can even do it there. But here's the thing. Once you pick it, once you try it on, once you feel good about it, then they'll ship it to you 2 weeks before your wedding so you can check it out one last time. And then you wear it and you send the shit back. Boom, 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 boom. And you look good. You're going to get laid if you go to a wedding and you look good. Because you know what? Most people don't look good. They're just throwing on some crappy suit. You're going to get some action. With over 5,000 five-star reviews, you won't find a rental experience or designs like the ones that you will find on Black Tux. Let me tell you, look good. The people in your life want you to look good, okay? And now it doesn't have to cost a fortune. Rent your suit or tuxedo at theblacktux.com and enjoy $20 off with the offer code BONKERS. That's B-O-N-K-E-R-S. That's blacktux.com, code BONKERS, for $20 off your purchase. Trust me, stop looking like a dildo and start looking like a fancy dildo.
Let's go to the audience. Let's see what you guys have to say. All right. Who has a question, a comment, anything that you'd like us to address? Okay. Ma'am, your name, your question.
My name is Sophia, and I read on IMDb Trivia that the reason Dracula keeps calling him Gabriel is that in his past life, Van Helsing was the angel Gabriel, like
Whoa.
In the biblical sense.
Absolutely.
Oh,
see,
nice.
Why didn't we learn that?
Well, that's great that you have to go to IMDb Trivia right next to IMDb Goose. Like, to get the inside scoop.
That was Steven Summers' plan.
I'm trying to drive traffic to IMDb. Oh, all right, weird. Okay, but sure.
And the reveal 14 years later is going to come on IMDb Trivia.
Your name and your question.
Adina. So, apparently Steven Summers
Is it Adina Menzel?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, sing
It's Adele Nazeem.
Is it Adele Nazeem?
Will you sing Let It Go just a little bit?
The wickedly talented.
Everyone Adele be cool. Nazeem. Just let her ask her question. Don't make her sing, all right?
So Steven Summers wanted Kate Beckinsale for this role, but she was doing Underworld. But her agent insisted that she get this script, and then she signed on immediately. What about this garbage part made Kate Beckinsale want this so bad?
Yeah, I don't know unless she wanted to have a dress rehearsal for Underworld. Like, she's like, you know,
She hates vampires.
She wanted a corset that, like, cut her off right mid-boob.
Mid-boob corset.
She was like, how do I make this not sexy? There's, like, the under-boob corset where she's, like, hot. There's, like, the above-boob corset where it's hot. And then she's like, no, I'll cut it off right in the middle.
Mid-boob.
And then put some red fabric where you're like, is that a nipple? No.
I know. No. I know. Like, that was so bizarre.
It was so weird. I agree. I kept being like, wait, is it see-through now? Like, what's happening?
They're like, no, this is red fabric.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And there's tassels, maybe.
But
when it's wet, it really looks like
I'll
a
nipple.
I'll
tell you what. I'm a Hollywood professional. Kate Beckinsale is a professional as well. There's no way she knew they were going to shoot the first draft of the movie.
Yeah. It does feel like he wrote this in a weekend.
Absolutely.
And like he was like a 10-year-old like Boy Scout being like, and then there's vampires.
By the way,
then,
weekend, yeah. I feel like day of. Like, now you're here and you're upset and you come in. All right, go.
And then someone's like, can fly. And
what's interesting
explode.
About it is like the promise for her, because in success, I could see them being like, great, this is the beginning of a franchise. This is the beginning of this world. She dies in this movie.
Yeah.
So she's not even signing on for the franchise.
No, but she doesn't even get good boob placement and she dies. Why did she sign
on?
If you are like what Adina Menzel was telling us, if you have two scripts in front of you, Underworld and this, what about...
You say both.
She's already done Underworld.
Is Underworld good?
Both.
I missed that one as
Underworld
well.
Is terrible.
Okay.
But yet there's like 9 sequels. They replaced Kate Beckinsale in it with somebody who looks like Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. And then Kate Beckinsale...
Wait, they brought her back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like those movies.
Wow.
Yeah. Kate Beckinsale wanted to be an action star. I think that's what it was. She's just like, I'm going to be in action movies. Yeah. And she's good. Like,
and she did.
She has very good like physicality. Totally yeah, like she's she seems like she could kill vampires.
Hard. I would rather have watched the movie with her. As, like, make that the choice. It's Van Helsing, but it's her. Boom, yeah. I'm in.
She was Van Helsing.
Yeah.
It's a last name. You don't even have to change the way, fucking thing.
It's Pam Helsing.
Pam Helsing. Yeah.
It's Pam Helsing. And that's just Kate Beckinsale.
How about Pam Van Helsing?
Pam Helsing.
Pam Van.
They should do a modern one called Dan Helsing.
Yes, your name, your question.
My name's Erin. What's up with the clouds? Like, the moon is still shining and the sun's still shining, but the clouds come and everything stops.
Yeah, that's also part of that magic world that we don't get any insight into, right?
And it's, like, always raining. Well, they're always wet, which doesn't help the corset.
I also noticed that...
Well, the thing about, like, Transylvania is, like, the vampires will come out if the clouds go in front of the sun.
Yeah.
They'll still come out, but if the clouds move away a little, they hide.
They hide in rubble.
Yeah, that surprised me. I didn't know. Because, again, in my mind, I'm
window.
Like, the vampires you all seem to know come out at night. Yeah. So stay, like, indoors or underground at night and live your lives in the day.
They just didn't want to shoot the whole movie at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, we got to work around this. I don't want to...
Too expensive.
What if we just put wells throughout the countryside? And
only one way to put
hide in a well every time.
A real risky attack. Like, why would you even? Yeah, like it's just dumb. It's like, well, hopefully, if there's enough cloud coverage,
yeah.
Like
why not attack at night?
Yeah,
but luckily, the Transylvanians are totally ill prepared for this thing that happens.
Yes,
all the time.
Yeah, how come none of them have wooden stakes?
Right. I know. Why isn't it like Pacific Rim? Like they have like an infrastructure where it's like, oh, the vampires are coming. Like, get in your vampire cages. Like
only that brother had silver bullets. All these other guys are shooting regular guns. Yeah. It doesn't
that
make
town
sense.
Was stupid. They had a box of carrots out in the middle of winter. Like I just saw that. It was like snow covered carrots. It's like, put that shit inside, man. That's your food. Keep
the whole town
food.
Full of idiots. That's why the vampires were like, we'll eat these idiots.
Someone will miss them.
You won't miss them. Yes, your name, your question.
Hey, I'm Christy. Going back to the scroll. The granddad who like started this whole thing sent it to Rome to the Vatican.
Sounds like a British.
You know
person.
So much more about this movie than I do. I don't know any
Paul,
of these words.
This person is foreign.
I'm sorry.
Wait. So there's a scroll. Yeah, so
where was the scroll?
You know, the thing that opens the door.
The scroll was the thing that's in the map.
The
animated painting.
He basically sent them all on this quest to be like, well, we won't go to heaven until we kill him. But he had the key to the door this whole time.
He sent it?
Are you Stephen Sommers?
You understand this movie so much more than me. I didn't know any of that plot.
I didn't get any of that.
But by the way, that
well,
makes
again,
no fucking
sense. She's British, so this is all actual history for your country. I bet this was taught to you in class, because this is the history of your country.
Wait, there was a grandfather?
Well, but that was
she said there was a grandfather with a scroll.
No.
Yeah, that, no, what she's...
No, the priest.
She
no,
said there was a
saying,
grandfather.
She's saying that the grandfather who was in that study all the time, who stared at the map, sent
that
little...
That was their father.
So wait, hold on. All right.
Did we ever see this person in the film?
I don't
we
know
saw
this
his
person.
Charred
the guy
remains.
Who vowed,
oh, yes.
Yeah, it was the guy who vowed, like, we won't die, like, go to heaven until Van Helsing is killed.
His horrific.
And he then, all his lineage died, like, not going to heaven, but he, like, gave this part of the door to the Vatican and, like, didn't.
So, but he had
oh, because he was like, I can't kill my own children, was something they say, but I'll have Van Helsing murder them. Because he murders. That's all
way,
he does.
By
that's
the
all
way,
he's good
this,
at.
For.
He'll murder anybody.
I should be Van Helsing to murder my progeny. Yeah.
Who do you need murdered? Van Helsing.
He'll turn this map into a door? Who cares?
This should have been like the test screening for Van Helsing. Like all of us, like, imagine, like, whoa, wow, we really fucked up. Like,
wait, there's a grandfather? I don't remember this character at all.
All right, sir, your name, your question. You have a lot of notes. Let's see. What
do you got? Just a few. I'm Josh, and my thought was, so we have the Oompa Loompa orcs, because that's what they are,
what
basically.
Were those?
So she goes to
who
rescue...
Who are those people? Can you explain them to us?
You know, there were these terrifying creatures.
They were like minions. I thought they were like bad minions.
Yeah. They're
not funny minions. These guys definitely don't like bananas.
Exactly.
Peter,
but so
Peter.
Kate Beckinsale, she's there to go save her brother, and they kind of chirp and bark to each other, and she goes, oh, yeah, they're taking my brother to some experiment. Like, how does she know what their language is? Like,
she speaks minion monster.
She can fly. She's very acrobatic.
They all also know where everyone else is at all times.
How do they find Frankenstein?
How do they find each other? At one point, Carl is like, Anna, I need some help.
Yeah.
And then she's there.
2 miles away.
The movie only takes, there's just 3 sound stages. So they just looked around at the sound stage.
There was a point when they go to the ice castle that whoever that greets them, Igor, says they rebuilt the laboratory. And it was the exact same set as the previous.
That's exactly when they ran out of money.
For years, so Universal Studios in L.A. Had this, like, haunted mansion. And the haunted mansion is that laboratory that I never realized was it. And I was like,
Universal has a haunted mansion?
When you first walked in.
They were banking on this.
Yeah, that was like, they were like, this is, like, so you would walk through this haunted mansion. It was Van Helsing's haunted mansion.
The hat was there.
And now it's Walking Dead. It's Walking Dead now, but it was
Ben,
this.
Ben, have you worn the hat?
Oh, I wish. To touch the brim.
You can kind of tell the scenes where the budget ran out. Yep. It was like when they doubled the laboratory and then when they had that Shrek monster Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes.
Looked like the Rudolph cartoon.
It was like Canadian TV.
Yes.
I'm Canadian.
Whoa.
So you know.
But I agree with that. Yeah.
So for you, what we're talking about is just TV.
It's just TV, right.
But all of a sudden it was animated and
you mean
really
television,
bad.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking about TV, eh?
We call it television.
Sir, your name, your question.
My name is Jose. Going back to the eggs that were born.
Absolutely.
The jizzed out egg sacs, yes?
Yeah.
So Frankenstein's monster said that that first batch was born from one bride during one birthing.
So gross.
Meaning that she had all those
4,000.
That 4,000 egg sacs.
A cathedral's worth.
Yeah. That's how you measure.
Ooh, I didn't remember. This is the thing.
Oh, yeah. You ever been with a girl who just like starts cheesing out those sacks? Oh, you
those
know.
Gym bags?
Bro, you fuck a girl so good. She just starts dropping sacks.
Egg sacks.
I'm talking about like hockey gear duffel bags worth of sacks.
Just squirting them out.
Straight out of the.
I kept picturing like those toys you would put Play-Doh in and it would squirt it out in different shapes and stuff like
Oh, these vampires are like a Snoopy snow cone machine of egg sacks. Oh, dude.
Everything you're describing makes more sense than this movie.
It actually
does. Watch a whole movie about just a one woman vampire having to birth 4,000 egg sacs.
And being miserable.
This is God.
I would watch this movie where we could stop it after every line and be like, do we understand where we're at now? Like, just where does it start to lose the thread? Your name, your question.
My name's Rachel, and the beginning of the movie actually made me mad right off the bat because Frankenstein is up in the laboratory in Dracula's castle.
Yeah. Why?
How does the townspeople know what he's doing? He's like,
he's a grave robber. They're mad because he's a grave robber.
They know that's Dracula's castle, so they just don't fear vampires enough to go.
That's Frankenstein's castle.
Down the door?
No, it's in Transylvania.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, according
to. Well,
isn't it Frankenstein's?
He was in Germany, according to the book. I'm just going to say.
You read the book, Van Helsing?
I did Drunk History. Just last week, about Frankenstein, so I'm pretty well versed.
So this really hit home for you.
I've been living and breathing this shit, man.
Are you Frankenstein?
I am Frankenstein.
All right, your name, your question.
My name is Grace. So Carl repeatedly says that he's just a Friar. Friars don't evolve.
Can I just put you on pause for 1 second? How many people, show of hands, are British in the audience? Just super quick question.
How many
people in the audience are British? Raise your
hand. How many people say
Jason,
Carl?
Chill out. We're trying to make it sound like we're at the London podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool.
I hired a bunch of scouts.
I'm at the O2.
But also, like, what's up with how many British people?
Sorry, continue.
No, is it friars don't evolve into monks? Oh.
Friars don't evolve into, yeah.
Evolve?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like when she said, like,
you mean
aren't
like
you
promoted?
A
friars
monk?
Can fuck all their lives. They
friars
don't become
be
monks.
Fucking, friars have taken a vow of celibacy. They
oh, friars can't fuck either.
Oh. No. Yeah. I think friars just wear the same robes, right?
Yeah.
This is the limit of my knowledge.
That's the most
Carl
like.
Could you, be lying though
that's
too.
That's an elegant way to say I don't fucking know.
I'm gonna steal it. That's so British. This
that's
is
what
the
I say.
Of my I'm
this is the limit of my knowledge.
This
so
is
much
the limit of my
sounding.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
There are so many great facts about this movie. We were talking about Frankenstein before, but the actor who played Frankenstein, Schuyler Hensley, reprised his role.
Sherman Hensley?
No,
from
there
the
are
Jefferson,
no black people.
Moving on up, moving on up.
There are only white people in this movie. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed.
Schuyler Hensley reprised his role of Frankenstein's monster in the stage adaptation of Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting thing, too. We were talking about, like, while the film is an homage to 30 and 40 Universal Monster films, the inclusion of Mr. Hyde is odd because Mr. Hyde is a MGM movie monster.
What the fuck?
So, like, in making this
right
movie, they just went to another, like, you have the rights to everything. Why go out of that?
I wasn't in the Hunchback
the
of Notre Dame.
Yeah, which I think they didn't get the rights to Hunchback.
But
yeah.
They had the, that's a Universal monster. Listen, I know a lot about this.
I think they dubbed it.
And also, you know, this is obviously going to be a franchise, but then they also had a spin-off TV series that NBC was going to do called Transylvania, which would have been about a Wild West sheriff who was taken to Europe to battle monsters with an occasional appearance by Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
I'm into that.
Oh, cool. That's kind of dope, actually.
It's a musical.
Howdy, Frankenstein. I just want to hear the words howdy, sure, Frankenstein howdy. Said on screen one
I
day.
Do like that. That juxtaposition of an old West
cowboy.
Sheriff is like...
It's just the only other
that's
stupid
amazing.
Bullshit that isn't in this movie.
Your horses jump how far?
It's High Moon.
Dude, High Moon. That's a good name for that.
Oh, High Moon.
No, they called it Transylvania.
So obviously we had an opinion about this movie, but now it is time for second opinions.
The CG is always keener in somebody else's eyes. You may think the movie's garbage, but you're in for a surprise. You may think the plot is bonkers. You may think the acting's wild. But looking through online comments, you'll find people quite beguiled. Second opinions. Surely it's crazy that those who are crazy are studio minions. Rotten Tomatoes says it's crap, but these brave people know better than that. Reclaiming their time now on Amazon Prime now. Second opinions.
Give him a break. There you go.
Well done.
Wow. That was awesome.
That was really good.
Really good. All right, these are 5-star reviews.
Did you give
from
him
a
poster?
I did. He walked away with a poster from
this is the worst gift of all time. Could you this is the instructions to redeem that.
Yes.
There's 6 steps.
Uh-huh.
To get a free mini poster of this ticket.
So you're trying to redeem your
minute. Isn't it Van Helsing tickets?
Step one, go to Regal Crowd Club. God. Step two, sign into your Crowd Club account. If you don't have one, you gotta make one. Step three, navigate to the Predator IMAX mini poster. Then there's three more steps.
So the gift we're giving is one in which you are essentially spammed. Yeah. So we give you a gift that is your identity is stolen.
And it just says Predator. That's not good.
We turn you into spam.
There are 1,341 customer reviews for Van Helsing. Oh, wow. The average is 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Wow, okay.
We're all going to die. The world's going to end. We're all going to die. This is the last generation of people.
It's for the best.
And this one is called Something for the Whole Family, written by Red Hall. And it starts out like this. Another home run for Hugh Jackman. A twist on a set of classic tales with a new perspective. Kate Beckinsale shines as she flawlessly puts on a completely unique persona. In fact, I didn't even know it was her until I went to IMDb.
Sure.
To see who was playing Princess Anna. The outfit really gives you...
She's a princess?
You don't find out till 2 hours into the movie.
The outfit really gives you a new perspective on her form of acting.
That's gross.
Boob cut off. Yeah.
And then writes, violence, yes, but for me and my family, violence is easy for us to use as a teaching opportunity. So enjoy.
It's easy.
By the way, kids. What kind of teaching opportunity are you?
Don't kill vampire. I don't know what you would say.
If anyone ever gives you an Uzi crossbow, don't use it.
Yeah.
Don't Uzi it.
Sorry. Zooks.
This one is written by Ellie, and her name is Ellie Straight Up Dumb Blonde.
Cool name.
It's not me.
And Ellie writes, this was such a great movie. Me and my sister went to go see it, and I thought it was going to be scary, but it ended up being the best movie ever. Exclamation points times like 10. It was so awesome. If you don't want one that's not scary, but a little scary, then it's right in the middle. It's the best movie ever. Exclamation. I can't wait till it comes out so then I can buy it, and I loved it, and I hope all the other people that have seen it like it too. Amazing. 5 stars.
Wow. She loved it.
She really was into it. This one is... This is a great one. This is from Cosmic Debris. The title is Oh My God, and it goes like this. This is truly the best lightning-related movie ever.
First of all, there is no way Back to the Future is not the best lightning-related movie ever.
It goes... Lightning happens at least 10 times a minute in Van Helsing land.
True.
A true lightning lover's dream.
Whoa!
And what an amazing group of characters with, and then...
Lightning lover's dream!
Just some sort of person who's horny for lightning.
He just gauges the quality of movies on how much lightning there is.
Oh, shit. It looks like storm clouds are coming in.
Yeah. Get those pants out.
That movie had 10 strikes per minute, man. That was a 10 strike per minute movie, man.
Oh my gosh.
Buy this movie. Is there lightning porn, I wonder?
It ends with buy this movie now. Don't rent it first. Just buy it. You won't regret it.
Wow. Oh.
That would be a weird fetish to find out, like on a Tinder date.
Yeah. Why do you want to go to Seattle?
We have to watch Twister.
Why do you want me to? Why do you want me to hold this big long metal rock?
Why do you have a kite with a set of keys dangling from the street?
He's the guy who like puts shopping carts back in the grocery store parking lot in the
Who are you dating?
Me.
This final one.
Seth
is,
knows.
This final one is by Gary Lichtenwaller, and it goes like this. Sign from God.
Oh no.
Jesus will use all things for my good. This movie gives me hope. In the afterlife, I get a wife. That's his takeaway. God is so good, thy kingdom come. Thank you to everyone involved in making this movie. You're God, send amen.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
So basically he's like saying when he dies, there will be pretty women like Kate Beckinsale in heaven waiting for him.
Can I ask you an honest question? Does that work?
I don't know.
We can find out.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
that's
God.
So awful.
They're so sad.
Yeah, yeah. These
he
really go dark.
He sees this movie and is like, I can find love when I die.
Someone watched Van Helsing and thought to themselves, I'm going to die and find love.
Yes, when I die, then it'll happen for
this
me.
This movie eternally validated their existence.
He's like, yes, life will be hell.
That's so like, fucked up.
Swiping on the app and then being like, oh, I don't need to do this. Yeah. When I die, Kate Beckinsale's gonna fuck me.
But is that the takeaway from the movie? The takeaway from the movie is, oh, yeah, like oh, good. Well, there will be good people, good, beautiful people in heaven. Like, I mean, that's not really the takeaway. I mean,
no.
It's so crazy.
No, because and when they're dead, like, she's still fucking her brother, right?
Yeah. That was heavily implied.
Yeah.
Also, did he not enjoy the movie until that final scene?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The whole time he's like, I'm still going to die and be alone. And then at the end, he was like,
I will never get married.
No. That guy, you could describe his religion as Van Helsing. Like, his theology is Van Helsing. And when he dies, what he thinks will happen is based on Van Helsing.
Yes, I studied the book of Van Helsing.
Yeah, exactly. Stephen Summers, the Summersian Van Helsing.
The Old Testament, of course, is IMDb. The New Testament is the movie.
There are women who've been on a date where they're like, have been told, oh, well, you know, I believe that, like, what awaits me is a Van Helsing style
right.
post-mortem love, Kate Beckinsale style.
Now hold this lightning rod.
Yeah.
This movie, of course, was written and directed by Stephen Summers.
So it's all his fault.
Oh.
There's no one else to blame.
What do you think the budget? Right, so this movie came out in 2004. Oof. What do you think the budget for this movie was?
$45 million.
Okay. I was going to say $85 million.
Okay. $120 million.
Okay. I like around 80.
Okay. $160
million. Whoa!
Fuck this person.
$160 million.
Wow.
That's so stupid.
Can I ask why?
Because everything was fake. If a log fell, it was fake.
No, but I mean, like, why did they do that? Why did they spend that much money to make this in 2004?
Because I think how many Mummy movies had been made at that point?
Yeah, at this point, I think The Mummy Returns, Scorpion King, yeah. I think they thought they were on, you know, the precipice of a new thing. The opening weekend was $51 million. It made $120 million domestically.
It did well.
$300 million worldwide.
Okay.
Jeez.
It came in 16th place of all the movies in 2014.
I'm actually shocked there was not a sequel.
Yeah. Well,
how
was
there not a sequel?
Well, they tried to reboot it with...
How do you make $300 million and not trigger a sequel?
Well, I feel like the actors saw the movie.
Whoa.
Bad reviews, but then Guillermo del Toro and Tom Cruise were going to reboot it in 2009, and they did not. And then,
We're going to reboot Van Helsing?
Van Helsing, and then they went to The Mummy. Well, one of them went to The Mummy.
Tom Cruise went to The Mummy.
Yeah. The top three films of 2004, Shrek 2.
And Guillermo del Toro was attached to make Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, right, for a while.
Which is what turned into Shape of Water.
top three.
Ah, he was just like, fuck you, universe. I'm making this shit on my own. I'm going to have this lady fuck this monster.
Oh, my God.
Fishman's got a dick.
He'll do what Van Helsing could never do.
I tried to watch that movie 7 times. I could watch Van Helsing like 7, like 10 times before I watched Shape of Water.
Really?
I couldn't get through it. I kept trying. I would try to like hold my eyes open, and I just couldn't do it.
Wow. I drunkenly told Guillermo del Toro that if he had showed that monster's dick, it would have been the best movie of the year.
I agree.
How did he respond to that?
Just sense.
He did not seem to agree.
He's like, I won the Oscar somehow.
Can someone?
It's just like, you almost had me, man. But then you just did. You shrugged.
I got to see that fish dude's dick.
Yeah. Almost pulled that. Cinema.
Someone here put that in IMDb trivia.
Yeah, exactly.
Top three films, Shrek 2, Spider-Man 2, and The Passion of the Christ, number 3.
Yep.
And
tough year.
Mel Gibson's a brilliant filmmaker.
This film, the film beat movies that we've done in this podcast, Catwoman and Sky Captain. Those were the two movies that it beat there. But wow, there you go, people. Wow. That is Van Helsing.
That's
anything
crazy.
That you guys we did not talk about that you guys want to talk about? I mean, the windmills.
The glass shit they walked through? That was stupid.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, they weren't affected by gravity or glass.
At some point, someone said, well, that's not good.
Someone also said, like, that's my job. Like, the way that they talk in this movie is not right.
They also thought Carl was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they were like, just something, like, lighten the tone here.
I feel like they're like, can you believe Carl got laid? I wrote 3 different times in my notes, this is terrible.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah, the magical syringe, kind of, like, when they're like, it's so much magic in the movie, and they're like, and there's a cure for his wolfmanism, and it's in just a syringe.
And as the most obscene, it was like, you have to get him while the clock is dinging to midnight, but not after midnight.
Yeah, like, I didn't get that at all.
But werewolf needs to fight vampire and then get cured. Like, there was a rule.
It made no sense, because he knew enough to fight the vampire, but he didn't know enough not to kill the woman that he's been fucking trying to save the entire time. No. But again, it doesn't matter, because he kills her, and the movie counts that as a victory.
Yes.
Like, he kills her, and then the director tells the audience, good job.
Well, surprise, surprise, the man that represents the church is like, kills the woman and is like, I did it.
But I also saw it as a prequel to Hurricane Heist, because those faces went up in the clouds, and maybe that's the face that we see in the Hurricane Heist clouds.
Face in the Hurricane Heist cloud?
Yes.
Involved.
I gotta go see
what
that.
Hurricane
Heist, there is a fucking face that... Like, they look up, and it's like...
It's not a supernatural movie.
No, they just... That
all.
Was a stylistic choice.
Yep.
Wow.
I had that same idea for a movie. That's why I haven't watched it.
Damn. Oh.
Damn.
I'm upset about it.
Jason, would you recommend watching this movie?
I would not. People shouldn't watch this movie. It's just bad. It's not fun bad enough to warrant the 2.5 hours... running time, and it's not, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's real bad. This movie is bad.
In comparison to Shape of Water.
Shape of Water is much better than this movie.
All right.
Like markedly better than this movie. so much better than this movie. This movie makes Shape of Water is like a real good movie.
Yeah.
This movie looks like the shit that Shape of Water took in order to look real good and fit into a tux.
And again, we understand that, you know, all opinions are subjective. So, Ricky, we know where you stand on Shape of Water.
I would not recommend Van Helsing. I don't know what happened. It was really long. It wasn't fun or scary. It should have been one of the two, and it wasn't either. And the hot people didn't even look good. Like, Hugh Jackman had, like, a wet pilgrim hat and Nellie Olsen curls, like, maybe eyeliner. And then Kate Beckinsale had the weird boob nipple corset.
The red shirt thing was weird. Somebody should be like, you know what, this looks like her nipples. And,
right.
Yeah, we should
like,
change
one
it.
Of those things should have worked out, and they didn't. And it was long.
I agree.
Still haven't finished Shape of Water, though.
Ben.
Get through this.
No. What do you think?
I did get through this.
What do you think?
I love monster stuff, and I think if you have 2.5 hours, go volunteer or something. Do some good work.
Seth?
Yeah, don't watch it. And if you see Steven Sommers on the street, kick him in the fucking shins or something. And tell him,
lightly.
You wasted $165 million, you fucking dick.
Wow.
Like, that's so much money.
Oh,
so
crazy. Much money. How much of that do you think, as a filmmaker, how much of that was in the hats?
$40 to $45 million.
I agree.
Yeah, no, it was good. Don't hurt Steven Sommers physically, but emotionally berate him if you.
I like I said, I saw this after watching Hereditary, and it was a real nice palate cleanser for me. So I watched it, and I was like, that was a jaunty 2 hours. Like, it felt light to me. It felt nice. Made me like not think of some of the images that I had just seen and where I went to as a parent. But now thinking back on it, I don't have that kind of I would say if you watched Hereditary, throw this on.
This movie has one role, and that's as a chaser to the film Hereditary, which is a weird reason to spend $165 million. To be a chaser for a movie that won't come out for 14 or 15 years.
But was good. All good filmmakers are before their time. That was
I would love it if somehow we triggered, because of our fans watching this movie, if we triggered some sort of sequel.
I mean, they've started this dark universe like once or twice and closed it down again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like no one is interested in seeing
nobody cares.
Classic movie monsters.
Nope, nobody cares.
They just have to be scary.
Yeah.
Like, make it scary and don't...
Or fun. Sexy or one
Absolutely.
Of the
But they always make it kind of like this on some other... Right.
Because they're dumb ideas. Like, it's because it's dumb.
Yeah, right, like, it's an idea from the 1940s.
Exactly.
It's like,
what are the odds that's going to hold up? It's not the 19... Like, Frankenstein's fucking 300 years old or
fucking
some shit
Jason
like that.
Jason and Freddy don't even really hold up anymore.
Crazy. Yeah. You know what's scary? The internet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's scary. You know what's not scary? A mummy.
A mummy.
Who gives
the mummy.
Cut to me.
The wolf man.
Cut to me getting home tonight and being like, oh, great, there's a mummy.
Yeah, so, if you get killed by a mummy,
I mean,
that would be...
Please get killed by a mummy.
You would appreciate it.
But then it's just...
Even you would be like, all right.
Steven Sommers just dressed up in toilet paper. This cost me $4,000, this toilet paper.
This costs $48 million.
What are the odds, though? And it's like a 3,000-year-old idea. What are the odds that's going to hold up? movies from 1983 don't hold up.
Nothing.
This shit's from B.C.
I will just give a big thanks to Nate Kiley, who does all of our research. Avril Halley, who pulls all these amazing, amazing, great clips. And thank you, everybody. We're going to pose for our picture right now. Here we go.
Lace up your hiking boots and pick a bunk, because your stay at Camp Crystal Lake is just beginning.
Ain't that the truth? On In Voorhees We Trust with Gourley and Rust, you'll learn why we love the Friday the 13th franchise so much and hear us tackle all 12 films of the Voorhees family legacy.
In Voorhees We Trust was previously available only on Stitcher Premium, but now Earwolf is releasing it for free!
Tune in for the first episode on March the 22nd. Then if you want to skip ahead before the other episodes roll out on a free and weekly basis, you can still binge the whole series on Stitcher Premium.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. And in fact, to get a free month, just go to StitcherPremium.com/Voorhees, VOORHEES, and use the promo code Voorhees.
Join us March 22nd on our journey to Crystal Lake, Manhattan, hell, and outer space beyond!
And I can't wait to see you again in the future, Paul.
I can't wait to see you again in the future.
Hint, hint, hint.